Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Capture. New to the music scene, 23-year-old Capture has picked up and moved from Florida to LA, leaving her hectic past behind her and starting a brand new adventure. Growing up in an abusive household and being caught in the throes of her parents' divorce, music became her source of relief. She's been journaling since the age of 16 and now has created a beautiful collection of her broken parts, looking to reach anyone who can use a message of hope.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Capture?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So tell us a little bit about what got you started down this road.
Yeah. So and when I was 16, I started to write down some of my thoughts. And this was right after my parents had started to go through their divorce. And it was an interesting time for me in my life, but I have kept my journaling going for quite a bit of time now, and I've finally taken the time to turn it in to the 5 singles that are going to be releasing this summer.
Okay. Do you play a musical instrument? Do you sing? What's your instrument?
So I don't play a musical instrument. I actually, I would consider myself alternative hip hop, rap, in that genre.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your songwriting process. How do you get started? Do you have people help you? What do you do? And what do you have others help you with?
So I started journaling when I was 16, and it was my way of expressing everything that was going on in my life. When my parents got divorced, my journal was my way of writing everything down and having all of my emotions went to my journal, and my journal is very sacred to me, but now I'm at the point where I'm turning it into music that I'm ready for everyone to hear in hopes that it'll reach somebody else that may be going through the same thing.
Sure. And as you start doing this process, how do you decide if this is going to be a song you're going to release? Do you have a producer or someone that helps you kind of fine-tune the song to where it's going to be radio-ready?
Yes. So Sam J. Garfield is my producer. My brother-in-law, Carter Ray, was working with him, and he created a song with him for my sister's wedding, and we met each other then. And since then, I've been working with him he's produced all 5 of my singles.
Okay, so obviously there's a comfort level there, right?
Yes.
And what do you have planned for the rest of the year for the fans listening on the show? Are you doing the 5 songs? Are you touring? Are you doing more songs? What do you have planned?
So as of right now, we have the 5 songs releasing between May 26th and August 11th of this year. I am working on a few other projects right now. One other single that will be coming out with his name is Groovy. He also works with Sam J. Garfield. We do have a single that we're currently working on, but besides that, just the 5 releases for this summer.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your plans in terms of any music videos, lyric videos, anything else that you're working on.
Yeah. So Real Ass Bitch has a music video that's been shot already that is in editing right now. Also, Sailed will have a music video, and New Beginnings has just a short visual that will be released with it.
So it seems like you're already right out of the gate collaborating with others, which is a good thing because a lot of people get stuck doing their own thing and not exploring. Tell us about that process for you. How has collaboration been?
Collaboration's honestly been so great for me because I was welcomed into such a great music family here in LA. I just moved here 2 months ago from Florida, and Sam has brought me in with open arms, and he's very big on letting all of his artists collaborate with each other, and we all learn from each other and bounce ideas off of each other and write together. And I could not be more grateful for the group of people that I have around me that are supporting me and helping me through this process.
That's so wonderful to hear. Tell us about this song we're going to hear in a couple of minutes here. What inspired it?
Yeah, so New Beginnings is a song that is really about my past relationship that I'm leaving behind, and also the abusive relationship that I've had with my father. He is no longer in my life, but back in Florida, he only lived 15 minutes down the road from me, and I haven't spoken to him in quite a while. But it's really just about that you never know what's ahead of you, but it's time to have a fresh start. And this is an opportunity that not everyone gets to get to pick up and move across the country and have new people surrounding them completely. So it's really just about having a new start after having havoc in your life for the last few years.
I'll tell you what, let's take a listen to it and then we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
Starting new beginnings, new city, phone ringing. It's a new inning, got the ball rolling, now I'm swinging. Take a swing at a fresh start. And you left in my heart. I'm healing up the scars that I left here from the start. Riding under all the stars, new beginning, kickstart. New city, no biggie, new beginnings got me itching. You don't know what you've been missing. Big dreams I've been wishing.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That was kind of a cool song.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate the feedback.
You're welcome. So how do you balance all your obligations between music, between personal stuff, between family? How do you balance everything?
Yeah, so music has definitely made its way up in my priorities. I'm also a realtor full time, but music has mentally freed me the last few months, and I see it being the main priority in my life for this from this point forward. It gives me life that I haven't had before.
Yeah, I can certainly relate to that, and I totally get it. So even though you just started recently in this career, what advice would you give someone coming up in the ranks that wants to do this career and is just starting?
My advice would be to be you, enjoy the process, keep good people around you that support you and that want to be there for you, and just don't be afraid to put yourself out there, because for a long time I've been journaling, but I've never been vulnerable enough to put my feelings and my thoughts out there. But I'm finally letting people hear my music, and I think that there's just a feeling that you can't explain when people hear your music after putting it together for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at the music industry in general, what do you think has been the biggest challenge for you in the music business?
The biggest challenge for me really was getting into the creative space when I wasn't living here in LA, where my producer Sam is. I would struggle sometimes to be able to be creative in my mindset when writing and actually turning my thoughts into music, because back home there's not a creative space. Well, what was back home in Florida, there wasn't as much of a creative space, but here there's so many minds that are creative and that are willing to help me.
So one of the questions I love to ask everybody, newcomers and seasoned veterans, is about scams. Tell us about scams you've heard about, scams you might have already experienced, so we can protect each other as a community.
I personally haven't experienced anything yet as far as scams. I'm really at the very, very beginning of stepping into this industry, but I haven't experienced anything.
Okay, no problem. What's your favorite jam of all time?
I would have to say that Little Baby to the Top is one of my favorite songs to listen to. He's one of my favorite rappers that I listen to on a daily basis.
When you think of where you were at your first job to where you are now, what does it feel like?
Honestly, I'm proud of myself from where I'm at, because I have always been a go-getter. I graduated high school at 17, had my bachelor's degree in criminal justice at 19, got my real estate license right after that. And I've always learned that the harder you work, the more successful you'll be, and that if you want things in life, you have to go for it. And if you don't go for it, then it's not just going to come to you. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and what you said, I commend you, because I can tell you a lot of people just think it's just going to happen magically, and that's really not at all what happens.
Yeah.
And I think you have to, cream might rise to the top, but you have to always, always, always be pursuing, trying to get better and working hard. That's really what you got to do.
Yeah, and I'm always about learning and picking other people's brains, because that's, if you're not willing to learn and you're not willing to take mentorship from people, then you're not going to grow. So
that's very true. So tell us a little bit about your website, your socials. Where can people buy your stuff, listen to it, stream it?
Yes. So Capture with a K is spelled out is my Instagram. As far as my website, it's capture.bandzoogle.com. And I have a link tree in my bio of my Instagram for everything else, Spotify and all of that.
All right. So any parting thoughts here? Any words of wisdom? Anything you want to share with us before we let you go in a little bit here?
Just thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and I am excited to see what people's responses are to my music. So,
well, we're excited too. So, all right, last question for you. What is your hidden superpower that nobody in the world knows, and you're going to reveal it right now?
Hidden superpower. Let's see. I would say that I am stronger than most 23-year-old women. I will take anything that's thrown at me.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing. Don't ever let anybody tell you it's not or it's a problem, because people will, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I had a blast. I hope you had a blast. And I think you're just going to continue on a certain trajectory that is going to get you everything you've ever wanted in life.
Well, thank you, Sam. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. So to all the listeners out there, thank you for sharing a little bit of your precious time with the two of us. We hope your own unique story gets heard all the way around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join us every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you all.
When I was with you under the sun, always had so much damn fun. Friday night alone with your smile, under the stars making out for a while. Fast forward to where I am today, hard to realize how much has gone away. Another day with a broken heart, we're just too far apart. Another day goes by, I'm just so empty inside. Your things and gave a shout, slammed the door on your way out. Wish I didn't feel that breeze, wish you stayed and forgave me. Fast forward to where I am today, never thought you'd go away. Another day with a broken heart, we're just too far apart. Another day goes by, I'm just so empty inside. Another day with a broken heart, we're just too far apart. Another day broken and blue, my life is nothing without you. I tried everything I could, tried to get you back for good. I swear I'm a better man, waiting for you to give a damn. If our love was sassy, I'd be feeling so jazzy. Another day with a broken heart, we're just too far apart. Another day goes by, I'm just so empty inside. Another day with a broken heart, we're just too far apart. Another day with a broken heart, maybe I'll make a brand new start.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.